We are the family. Mark chapter 3 verse 20 to 35. There are many differences between English and Korean. One thing that I can think of is regarding the kinship is the word for sibling. Here in America, basically we call people by name and we usually refer to people as brothers and sisters only when they are siblings in blood relationship. Surely some people call their close friends as brothers and sisters, but those words are mainly used for their family, kinship siblings. But in Korea, we don't have a culture of calling people by name. Instead, we call people by relationship. For example, Kuko does not call his sister by name, but instead, he just calls her sister. Furthermore, he calls every woman who is close to him sister. So, if you don't know his family members, you may misunderstand that he has a lot of sisters. Even it may sound interesting, but before I got married to Guko, since he was a man who is very close to me, I called him brother. And actually, still I call him that way, brother. Today's gospel scripture teaches us about Jesus' way of understanding family. Who are my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. This scripture has a very interesting narrative technique called inclusio, which consists of creating a frame by placing similar material at the beginning and end of a session to alert the reader to a particularly important theme. So, verse 22 to 30 of the story is the argument over Beelzebul between Jesus and the scribes is in between verse 22 to 21 and verse 31 to 35, which are the story about Jesus' family who came to restrain him. In verse 20, Jesus came back home, but a crowd gathered again, so it was impossible for Jesus and his disciples even to eat. At that time, Jesus' family came to take control of him because they heard that people were saying he's out of his mind. That time, Jesus healed many of the possessed and the sick. The news about miracles of Jesus spread rapidly and they were distorted. Therefore, people were saying that Jesus was crazy and his family came to get him under control. From this, we know that even his family did not know who Jesus really was. In verse 20 to 30, it seems like Mark started to talk about a different story. Jesus had an argument with the scribes who came from Jerusalem regarding Beelzebul. At that time, the scribes and the Pharisees could not help rejecting the miracles of Jesus and his supernatural power, because Jesus actually drove out the demons and healed many people. However, they did not want to believe him to the Son of God. Therefore, they believed that Jesus was possessed by Beelzebul. So he throws out demons by the authority of the ruler of demons. Do you know what Beelzebul is? Beelzebul is a mixed word using Baal and Zebul. Baal means the Lord, and Zebul means an exalted house. So in the viewpoint of Jewish, Beelzebul means the king of the demons, ruler of demons. The scribes from Jerusalem criticized Jesus, saying that he was possessed by Beelzebul on purpose because they hated Jesus and wanted to stand against him. Therefore, they spread a rumor about Jesus that he was under the power of Beelzebul and he was forcing out demons with the help of Beelzebul. However, Jesus resisted them and proclaimed God's judgment to them. In verse 28 to 30, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemous they utter, but whoever blasphemous against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit." From this, Jesus warned very strongly the scribes who were trying to interrupt his ministry. And again, in verse 31 to 35, the story about Jesus' family came to restrain him continued. While Jesus was disputing with the scribes, his mother and his brothers came and called him out. They came to take control of him because they heard that Jesus was crazy. Their attitude was similar to the scribes. They tried to stop him and take control of him, so he was not able to do his ministry anymore. Through this inclusio structure, Mark might want to emphasize that even Jesus' kinship family committed a huge error as one of his adversaries. They were no different at all from the scribes. In verse 33, to those who said, "Look, your mother, brothers, and sisters are outside looking for you," Jesus replied that, "Who is my mother? Who are my brother?" And looking around at those seated around him in a circle, he said, "Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother, sister, and mother." I don't want you to misunderstand that Jesus abandoned his family. Rather, he extends the way of understanding the concept of family. And it is not a totally a new thing. If you read Psalm 22, verse 22 to 23, it says, "I'll tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear of the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel." From this, we know that brothers and sisters mean all of those who fear the Lord, offspring of Jacob and offspring of Israel. In other words, this means that the family of God is not defined based on blood relations, but by doing the act according to the will of God. All of those who obey and follow the will of God are the true family of God. Whenever I visit elderly people or talk with them, they always say that the world has changed a lot. Right, the world that we live in has changed a lot. One of them is understanding the concept of family. Traditionally, we considered family as a group of people who are united by marriage or blood. However, today, this traditional consideration of family no longer works. Today, any type of group having common features can be considered as family, because having common features make people be united to each other and feel more intimate with each other. As church, we have various common features in Jesus Christ, and we call this church and our family, and we call each other brothers and sisters in Christ. But as we know, each one of us are different. But then, what common features make us to be united with each other and one family in Christ Jesus? First, we have common experience. Every Sunday at the same time, we gather together here for worship. This worship experience is very special because it leads us to experience the same thing by singing together, reading together, listening together, and it makes us share our time, gifts, and witness together. Also, in church, we share all the stages of our life, which are baptism, confirmation, weddings, and funerals. In church, we live together by sharing all the memories, the emotions, and the stories that we experience together. Secondly, we have common interest. Each one of us has our own reason why we come to church, but the common reason is that we are interested in Jesus. We want to know more about Jesus, and we want to be transformed by his teaching, and we want to live and grow together in his love. Thirdly, we have a common goal. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, we received one commandment, one great commandment from Jesus, which is to love God and love our neighbors. And this is our one final goal of life. Coming back to the Holy Scripture, Verse 34 to 35, looking at those who sat around him, Jesus said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus died on the cross, not because we are his blood-giving family, but because he loved us. His love led him to be a ransom for all of our sins. Believing this makes us one with him and with each other as one family. As Jesus said, whoever does the will of God is the family of Jesus Christ. Who are my mother and my brother? In our point of view, Jesus was a very cold-hearted person because he abandoned his family and brothers. However, he actually embraced all of us as his family with his love. I hope and pray that this church is a real family of Jesus Christ who does the will of God and invites more people to be part of this loving family. Who are my mother and who is my sister and who is my brother? You all are my mother, sister, and brother in Christ Jesus. Let us live according to the will of God. Praise God. Amen.